Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Housing prices are up, gas prices are up, but disposable income is not. According to today's Los Angeles Times, inflation has outpaced the rise in salaries for the first time in 14 years. So how long will American workers put up with this before they start demanding more money? Joining us is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. And Bob, is this news cause for concern?
Well, a little bit of both. We've been watching wages struggling to keep pace with inflation for more than a year now, Madeline. And if you take a look at the numbers from all of last year and the first couple of months of this year, now this is wages versus prices, they do add up to a net loss for American workers, at least what shows on the bottom line of the paycheck. Now, that doesn't account for total compensation. And we know that employers have been paying more for benefits, and those don't show up in the wage column, of course. If you factor in those benefits, total compensation has outpaced inflation, but there are growing concerns about how long that can continue, especially with more and more workers paying a bigger share of their health insurance premiums.
So why aren't Americans workers, why aren't they demanding more pay?
Good question. Right now, workers seem to find themselves caught between employers on all sides who are holding a line on wages, and they're pushing workers to produce more. Talk to a lot of workers, and they'll tell you that the job market is still pretty soft, and they don't have much bargaining power. And if the boss doesn't think you can find a job elsewhere, he's less inclined to be sympathetic when you ask for a raise. The good news is the more the economy grows, the more likely it is workers will find they have more leverage to negotiate. Economists are also predicting that the pressure will keep building the longer energy prices stay high, because not only will workers be pushing harder to make up for the money that they're losing at the gas pump, but businesses will find it easier to pass along their higher costs and make the price increases stick, which will let them raise wages.
But along with raising wages come higher prices, right? Inflation.
Well, that's where the Federal Reserve comes in. They don't want to see a runaway inflation. Just last week, one of the Fed's top policymakers was pointing out that the U.S. economy faces some pretty obvious risks that inflation could rise faster than anybody really wants it to. William Poole is the head of the St. Louis Federal Reserve, and he suggested that the big thing the Fed is watching right now is how this all affects labor costs. He said if inflationary pressures start to feed labor costs, you can expect the Fed to take strong action. Read that, more rapid interest rate increases. And he did warn that there are signs that the markets expect these higher energy prices to be around for some time, and that could fuel inflation. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at how marketers are reinventing the focus group by using talk show treatment.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.